Very good, Nick.
Gosh,
very good.
What happened to the top bar? Did you take it off?
Took it off, yes. Yeah. Yeah, I've got to take it off. See, it's got all in the...
Yes.
Underneath it.
Yes.
Gosh, you've got a lot on your side too, haven't you?
Yeah. That's going to be dug up and just levelled. And crazy paste.
Yes.
We're going to extend the crazy
paste. Yeah, bring it, match it up with what's over there. Yeah.
Leave
your
presumably yeah, you leave this corner, will you?
That's what started it on that. I saw that this was going amongst
the
eyes. That. Yeah. Flower. Right. So, this one started it. Well, I've started came around. I've got a bit of a
Chris,
you'll
be able to get out of the car now, darling. Instead of
climbing into the hedge. Well, I won't have the nice soft ivy to fall into. Yes. But it looks as if it's in good nick.
Yeah.
Really, Bill?
A little bit of the gravel ball's gone there, but that's not a lot.
Well, that's pretty normal,
yeah,
isn't it?
I left a stick out with my eyebrows, so I've done both the sides of my garden and Maureen's garden.
Really?
Yeah, because I had all these 12-foot lengths, 6 inches by half inch thick wood, off these stepping new sections we had. And I had enough to do, 75 foot, and 30 foot.
Mm.
Yeah, and I've got 5 foot 5 on.
Smashing.
Because a friend of mine worked for Young, and I got the gravel balls and Paris rails and all that.
Yes.
But I left the second behind the shed, then.
You
all about
them.
Mm. And they've probably burnt them now.
Yes, I suppose they can look behind there. Because I had the conifers there, yeah, they can behind the conifers to get to it.
Mm.
But yeah, it's been full. Because they do save the fence, you get the wood onto the dirt. Rather than redo a fence, just a couple
yes,
more,
yes,
it?
That's what it's for, isn't it?
Mm.
Well, it looks as if you've got a spare Aris rail as well
yeah,
down
I
there.
That. I kept that.
Mm.
Yeah, but I'll buy another bit of wood. If you're on top of that.
Oh, yes, that's important, Nick, isn't it?
It's like that. You put a bit of creosote, that was that old green FET door.
Yes.
And put a bit of creosote on it, it looks like new.
Yes, yes.
So I just want to do with that in the door, there's creosote there. I like those.
Mm.
Yeah,
it's
so nice.
I wish that, because yeah, the shafts, but all the bottoms go on that one.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to throw them away, really.
No. Well, you don't have to, do you?
No, I'm just going to leave, that's why I'm going to leave that there.
Yeah.
Because if I take that down, I've got to get rid of that.
Yes, yes.
So, I like those.
Yeah, it's very good.
So you could get the character for the house. Mm. I feel the houses that have lost their fences.
That's what when we come to do the windows, we're going to go back to the little squares.
The original ones,
yeah.
Yes, good.
And the back of the world, because they took the doors out and put a big window there.
Yes, that I have a feeling that the original Crittles frame rotted. There. I think it was not well maintained and rusted, and it was just impossible to do.
Put it back the same as it was.
Mm.
But that's what I like that.
When the lads did this, they went to great trouble to actually find the right sort of windows and what have you. Had the top bit specially glazed, barred.
So that it looked as if it belonged to the house, because a couple of doors further on they made a room there, and they've got a completely different front and window, and it looks like an addition. It's a bit chilly, isn't it?
Yes, just a bit. Yes. Carry on working, Bill.
I'm not sure I'd still be here if I bought Chris for one of those for Christmas.
What's that?
A strimmer.
Well, no, it shears, isn't it? Electric shears. Yes. Yes, useful for carving the joint anyway, Bill.
If you don't want to cut that with it, you have to prune that.
Perhaps you could trim the dog with it.
That's pruned every spring, but then once it's looking like this, you see the flowering is starting to prune it now. But that green one needs cutting back, but again, it needs all the old wood taking out and the new wood leaving.
Yep, that's down to William.
Oh, pussycat. Oh, Ella.
Living up to his name.
Oh.
Cheer over.
You beast, Emma.
Right, I should shut myself in the office for a time. Shall I ring and book Mings?
Would you like to do that, or would you prefer it tomorrow?
Tonight.
Would you prefer it tomorrow?
I don't honestly mind one way or the other.
It doesn't personally matter to me, it's just I feel...
It ties in with the arrangements better, but you'd like to do that, would you?
I'd love to.
Good, let's do that then. I'll give him a ring now. Yes, fine. Yes, but if we can get in tonight, we'll do that. She's probably a bit miffed that she's not coming with us.
Tomorrow would be quite nice because I'm having my hair done tomorrow.
Well,
go tomorrow.
Shall we include Susanna if she's free? I can book a table for two and ring them up and make it three if you want to. What time would you like to eat tomorrow?
About eight.
Eight tomorrow. Okay.
That
sounds just fine to me. Just fine. No, I should come back in time. No, I was just thinking that the croquet might continue. Have you finished with that? I'll put it away.
If you're starting at 2, you won't want to be there till 8 o'clock.
Hours and hours. No, I agree with you. No, I'll bring him up and book him for 8. A naked fence now.
Yes, I see. The trees coming
out. I think Bill's chopped all the ivy off it.
Well, it's the ivy as well.
Is he doing something to the tree? I didn't notice that.
Maybe
it has. I haven't specially noticed that. Certainly it was the ivy he was having a crack at. There's a fence that's surprisingly good nick underneath it.
Yes, it's almost
new. Yes.
Happenings?
Midland Bank received our letter of credit yesterday at 12:30. Our documents yesterday at 12:30. They have not yet been checked.
Right.
That's right. She said, we'll ring you about any discrepancies on Monday. She didn't actually say we'll ring you about the discrepancies on Monday. And I didn't wish to disillusion her.
Well, they're all slightly different, these credits. So.
I seem to have got a significantly better offer on this in Alloy 800HT, which is potentially exciting.
From Singapore? Down the line this morning?
No, from...
Oh. They... Out of the blue?
Well, hardly out of the blue, and then I asked for it a week ago. that again is questionable. The implication has been all along that they're using the same United States manufacturing source. But in fact, there are one or two discrepancies here. Because the value is so high, I'm actually sort of going through and looking at everything pretty closely. And they've changed the basis, so, wow. We're talking the same product. When one quotes $96 and the other quotes $137.
That's
quite enough to want to treble check, isn't it?
Question is, how much of it do we pass on?
Is it Asian Associates?
Yes. It's the...
What have they said about the offer they've had already?
Yes, they have. Forgive me, I'll just finish this if you don't mind. I'm almost there. I don't know. He came back on the 24th. Oh, well, never mind that. we've been to-ing and fro-ing of Asian Associates and I.
Is there a deadline on your phone?
Not as such. They're pressing for an answer, the factory, but he came back and said we need firm per kilo price. Lump sum price not acceptable. Customer of offer of 16 Deutsche Marks per kilo from Germany with 12 to 14 week delivery. Your request for letter credit valid 5 months not acceptable. You offer delivery 8 weeks, in which case LC will be valid till 12 weeks. Please confirm. Went back. US factory has booked bulk order, pushing delivery out to 12 weeks. Deutsche Mark 16 kilo per kilo is unlikely. Could only break our offer down to price per piece or packet. 5 months to allow for dispatch of last welding rods and LC transfers on opening and presentation. I went back saying, get on with it. And incidentally, we overestimated the shipment cost and brought it down to about half. I've got to be awfully careful there because some of these bits are so big they're going to carry on. And today, he said, customer will make decision only after 10 days since final size assortment is under preparation. Meantime, with your offered price and revised delivery time, it looks very difficult to book this order. Price of electrodes seems all right. However, plate prices are very high. Please offer per piece or kilo. Now, I have changed it from per kilo to per piece.
How had you offered?
You had offered per kilo originally. Good afternoon, Chris. Right, Munchie. odd.
You want?
You're going to use the typewriter? Yes.
Yes, fine.
Everything was all right and got no reply, and suddenly remembered that his secretary was going to have an article appointment this morning and there was nobody there. So he took off like a bat out of hell, apparently.
Not hugely well organised.
In fact, he called it, they got an in out drive, and he was pulling in one end and pulling out the other.
Oh, really?
And I left a message about the stapler in Germany.
Okay, good. I'd like to put a little business ties away.
Joan looked at it as though she thought that's exactly what it was. Not really worth drawing breath for.
It's quite something that Noreen's taking to the typewriter. She hates it. It's silly how your wrist seizes up even when you're doing this. cost. No, it isn't. Yeah. Yes, it is. Gordon Bennett. That's an enormous saving. The trouble is the figures keep changing and all the rest of it. You have to stay rather more alert from when you choose.
the
potential for a cock-up is enormous.
You probably never truly know until you, and unless you get the order.
That's right. Reoffer this at $560,500 instead of $611,600. That sounds like a 10% reduction to me. How does he know? Plate price is high. How did he make that comment when I only gave him a total price?
Well, I'm
including the welding rod, including the welding rod. Price of electrode seems all right, however, plate prices are very high.
Well, I typed Telex list down, didn't I?
You did, so he's knocking that list off the total figure. Which, because that list was higher than subsequently, I'd managed to knock it down by about 3 or 4% anyway. He's knocking off a bigger sum than he should to produce a smaller welding rod price.
Not the other way around?
No, I don't think so. No. But I mean, that is a...
What you do, we offer?
Yes, I'm going to. There are some slight variations in it. And it's come from a different US mill. And, for example, there are three items at the end which were required, and you offered as 6 millimetres. They're now 6.35 millimetres, which is a quarter inch. That's fine, no problem there.
Offered initially, did they? And you went back and said, do better?
Offered initially, and they were followed up by Philip Singapore, And
was it the RFI put out?
It was. It was indeed, yes. It's this original one where you added 10 and quoted CNFC3, I think. FOBC3, New York.
Yes, that's right, because they were going to do the freight costs, and it took yonks to get any idea of freight out of them, didn't it?
Yes.
Might this be our reward for doing BHPV?
We haven't got the order yet, Linda. For doing the what, sorry?
Bar actually played metal.
And we still owed £35.50.
Spite of doing exactly what we were told to do.
Yep, pop that on the heap, please. On the top. The welding rods.
Welding rods.
Yes, but I've only given him a lump figure, you see, quite deliberately, because now, I mean, part of his message today, for goodness sake, is since final size assortment is under preparation.
That means they're going to take the items out of that list.
No way. No way. I'm going to get you to type this on Monday.
Do you want to type now?
Have you got time?
Well, I'm only doing figures that can wait until Monday.
It might
work tomorrow, don't they?
Yes, I haven't got welding rod stuff at this moment, but I can incorporate that.
It's going to take me some time to type that list.
Yes, I'm afraid it is, Linda.
By the time I've got to the end, you might have your welding rod.
Yes, I might. I suggest we type for faxing. Have we got fax for these people?
I don't know.
Asian Associates.
It might be easy to get through. I don't think we can have facts because I would have not chosen the title.
No, quite. Just trying to think where we might find his facts.
Maybe in the BHP papers, because he probably wrote to us, because all the time he's only telexing.
It is getting a bit daft, isn't it? Yes, well, commandeer higher half of Bill's shed, I think. On second thoughts, we could plasticise it and sit on it on the patio. Then we have to tip someone on the floor.
Give them we haven't only had one order from Asian.
Yes. Yonks and yonks and yonks and yonks ago we had one for Reliance Heat Treatment from them. Absolutely ages ago. So, that's the lot.
Mm-hmm. There's a fax number.
you like to dial it? Just see, please.
I think that might be on the handset. If I put a type it.
That's right.
Twice.
It, and, I mean, and it's better typing on there, isn't it?
On here?
Yes.
Much
better than that. Yes. Yes.
I can tab this much better.
Yep, and you can change things.
And
if you
change things.
Presumably you're sticking in memory, will you?
I probably would on this slightly, shouldn't I?
Not here, I'm afraid. Hooray, hooray. You see, they've quoted Sea Freight, New York to Bombay, and it probably includes FOB New York, on 50 tons, $20,655. Now that is over $400 per ton. Now that sounds generous to me, Linda.
Well, you think you can go all the way from here to New Zealand for,
what
was it,
well, £90? Well, remember that you've got some fairly chunky stuff here. You've got some pieces which weigh an awful lot. Where's
You're saying per ton, aren't you?
I'm talking per ton, yeah.
Yeah, so
yeah.
What do you think might be a premium to pay?
Heavy chunks. There's no way you're going to get some of this stuff into big boxes. And I mean, some of it's, there's one piece here, 8.9 metres long. 9.6 metres long. It's heavy and it's awkward. 7250 millimetres long. 8.8 metres long. And when it's 7.25 metres by 3.85 metres, that's 16 feet by 32 feet, and it's 13 millimetres thick, it ain't half gonna weigh.
need more than one man to pick it up.
Yes, I mean, that's well over 3 tons a piece. Jolly good, eh?
Probably fine to get the order, we can't actually move it anyway. Well, if that's their estimate, is it possible that they're right?
I've queried it. I mean, she gave me a precise figure of 20,655 something or other.
So you haven't reduced to that to Asian Associates?
Well, I actually went back and said, I don't think it's going to cost anything. I told him originally 24 thou, and I halved it to about 12 thou.
Dollars?
12 thou dollars. You see, I'm just wondering whether I should quote on a CIF basis. Mm. Which I can do, you see, on the basis of this. If I add 20
now. I will use the original freight figure and think I was lucky if it comes out less.
See, it's another 5%.
Frustrating to have a fax sitting there, we can't get through.
Yes, I agree.
So, shall I make a call?
Thank you. That's lovely, lovely, lovely. It's Mr.
Yes.
And I suppose we ought to. Now, just Can you just pause a mo on it, please? Because I'm just looking at the possibility. There are two names that John has found for surveying instrumentations.
Oh, right. No, like, you see, he wanted lifers at English.
Right. That's okay. I did actually say to John
that
we were looking for...
Sheffield.
He says they're probably a bit of a general factotum, but you can always ask him for their catalogue.
Yes. I think
we did like. I'll just check.
Yes, we did.
Mm-hmm. Now, if I add 5% to that, 1.5 times. Still comes to 480,000. Oh, of course, I've got to compare it without the welding rods, haven't I? Without the welding rods. I've really got to work on that that £20,000 worth of freight insurance, freight and charges through to. He wants 2% on the CIF, so if I actually add, I reckon it's about 2,600 insurance, the whole bank shoot. I think he said CIF. On this one occasion, it actually makes quite a lot of difference.
Yes.
Yes, CIF, he's talking about CIF, C2. So, should I add another 5% there, I wonder? Another 5.5. I think I better do it, Linda. I think I better add and convert it to CIF.